As we've been reporting on KCBS, the Pentagon has confirmed that 34 troops have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries as a result of this month's Iranian missile strike. President Trump initially said he was told no troops had been hurt, but when he first received reports of injuries, he downplayed them as merely headaches. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Dr. Molly Timmerman with the VA Medical Center in Palo Alto. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. What's the danger of downplaying a traumatic injury, especially for somebody in the military?
Oh, hi there. A traumatic brain injury can lead to a lot of difficulties down the road. It, of course, depends on the severity of the injury, but common sequelae are, you know, persistent headaches, difficulty with dizziness, ringing in the ears or tinnitus, mood dysregulation, things like that. So, you know, definitely needs to be taken seriously, and treatment needs to be provided.
What further damage could happen if these injuries were untreated?
Well, I mean, the initial treatment after a head injury, you know, is generally rest. There's a sort of a physiologic disruption that can happen. You know, sort of the worst case scenario would be, you know, something called a second impact syndrome, which we talk a lot about in sports concussions, where you have somewhat of a dysregulation of blood flow. And so another head injury close after initial one can have catastrophic results.
How good is the military about taking these folks off, you know, off the lines and getting that rest for them?
You know, I think that there's been a lot of awareness in recent years, you know, from the, you know, conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan. We've really come to understand the long-term consequences. So I think that, in general, they're getting a lot better in screening and making sure that our soldiers are given the rest and recovery that they need.
Okay, and is this a very common type of injury for troops in conflict?
It is. You know, increasingly modern warfare, a lot of blasts. You know, it's probably the signature injury of, you know, these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan because of the amount of blast exposures that our troops are exposed to.
Thanks very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. Dr. Molly Timmerman with the VA Medical Center in Palo Alto.